This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson went into the tank for the nuclear power industry. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, you've always been a cheerleader for the nuclear power lobby, but no one cheered when you dove into their tank the other day. You voted not to make government contractors liable for accidents at nuclear plants, even if they're caused by gross negligence or intentional misconduct. But your position here is indefensible. No government agency, even the Department of Defense, lets contractors off scot-free when misconduct causes accidents. The nuclear lobbyists shed some crocodile tears, laid some campaign contributions on Congress, and threatened to quit operating government plants if they didn't get their way. Those aging nuclear plants are accidents waiting to happen, Al. Why should taxpayers cough up billions of dollars to pay for misconduct by an irresponsible contractor that causes a three-mile island, let alone a Chernobyl, in one of the communities? The biggest nuclear safety vote in years, Al, and you went in the tank.
Well, Ted, as usual, when it comes to nuclear power, you're the one who always glows with emotion. The bill that you referred to, the Price-Anderson Act, was passed without one dissenting voice in the Senate. This bill would increase the funds available to compensate victims of a nuclear accident from the current level of $500 million to nearly $8 billion. What other industry in America, Ted, can ensure that any victims of their errors will be compensated swiftly and efficiently for up to $8 billion of injuries? Remember Bhopal in India? Nobody's received a nickel yet. You like that? The only winners under your approach, Ted, would be the plaintiff's lawyers and not the victims. We've seen it in the asbestos litigation. We've seen it at Bhopal, and we just wind up with the same thing under your approach. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy is dodging the acid rain debate. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.